We continue with the day's top business news now, looking at a report around the Financial Service Board possibly seeking foreign assistance in its probe into the controversial Gupta-owned firms. The FSB can approach regulators in more than 100 nations that have signed the International Organization of Securities Commission's multilateral memorandum of understanding to combat cross-border fraud and misconduct. COO at Outa, Ben Theron, joins us for this discussion. Good evening, Ben.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much for your time. Is this necessary by South African authorities, seeing as the likes of the US are already undertaking their own probes in this regard?
We believe absolutely necessary. I mean, you remember that the Guptas are based here, although the tentacles are all over the world. And it's important that the FSB communicate, cooperate and work closely with these other organizations to first of all identify exactly where the money has flown, where the money is now, and then try to repatriate that.
Does South Africa not possibly being able to carry this out themselves and seeking foreign help maybe suggest that South Africa is not equipped to investigate such a type of misconduct, especially where cross-border misconduct is concerned?
No, there are two issues there. The first one is the local investigation ought to be done by the FSB. And we're hoping that that investigation will be fruitful, done thoroughly to make sure it was identified. But once you start talking cross-border, you can't do those things alone. You have to have partners in those countries where they are operating, as well as not only in those countries, but for example, every time the dollar is used as a base to do international trade, the Americans then are entitled, according to their laws, to get involved as well. So it's important that they get involved. And the ultimate, I think everyone's got the same aim, and that is to identify where the money went and to eradicate corruption.
Investigating where the money went to, is South Africa playing catch-up, or are we right on time by joining the bandwagon, as we indicated earlier, that the US and the UK looked at this prior to South Africa taking any action?
Now you're asking the right question. South Africa should have been on top of this game 2 years ago, but we were slow. And I think we're playing catch-up at the moment based on international organizations taking the lead. And we should have been on the forefront of these investigations where other people help us as opposed to us helping other people.
All right. What then can be expected from a joint collaboration with South Africa and foreign counterparts in this investigation?
Well, we're hoping whether that will be fruitful, I don't know. If you look at the Gupta's money trails and where everything has gone, every continent is affected by this. All we can hope is that once these things have been identified, we can start repatriating, identified, and the whole process has been followed. We can only hope that some of the money, and I can guarantee you we're not going to get everything, but some of the money can be repatriated back to South Africa because it's our money that is flowing out of this company.
Would it be unfair to maybe then suggest or even ask that accountability can now be expected with South Africa looking outside for assistance, as we have seen over the past couple of years that South African authorities have not been able to deliver in terms of getting investigations done in this particular regard?
Well, let's see how far the investigation goes. And I mean, Arthur has got the reputation for identifying people that are not doing the right thing or slow, because we keep people accountable. And if some people have not done their work properly, we will pursue matters and to see whether we can bring them to book.
Will Outa be participating in any way in terms of offering information?
We have made it public, very public to people, that anybody who needs our help to bring people to book, we're more than willing to help them. We will do our utmost to make sure, because ultimately South Africa has lost billions, and those billions we are hoping to bring back to South Africa. So we are more than willing to help anybody, just to be clear.
As a parting shot, in the event that not much action is taken or there is some sort of a lengthy delay, will Outa be taking that up?
Absolutely. We know that this process has been long, and this is really long. But now that people are starting to move, we'll be monitoring the process and we will absolutely get involved when we think there are undue delays.
Thank you so much for your contribution. CEO at Outa, Ben Theron, discussing a report around the Financial Services Board possibly seeking foreign assistance in its probe into the controversial Gupta-owned firms.